are not eligible to participate in contests. All contest winner calls are subject to on-air playback. Radio 1 is not responsible for cancellation or changes. Specific rules for individual contests can be found on our website at WLDCnews.com or our business office.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
Good morning and welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Now for today's show, here's attorney Ethel Mitchell.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. I hope you're having a good morning. This is attorney Ethel Mitchell, your host. Welcome to all who are listening live throughout the world on lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com, Radio 1 Station 1450 AM, WLDCnews.com, and over the free TuneIn app. We have a great program for you today. And I'm expecting to have as my guest the president of the National Bar Association, which is the oldest and largest organization of black lawyers in the world. This program is brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trust, LLC. Well, I prepare wills, trust, power of attorneys, and advance medical directives. So if you or anyone you know needs a will, a medical directive, power of attorney, a trust, or assistance administering an estate, give me a call at 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Law is very powerful. It can help you or it can hurt you. It impacts everything you do. What you don't know can hurt you, but what you do know can empower you. So each week, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell aims to empower you by bringing you professionals who know the law to enlighten you. All of our programs are archived on my website, which is www.lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. So if you missed a program, go there, and the programs are posted there by my webmaster, Earl Hooks, within 72 hours of their airing. We want you to be part of the conversation, so my executive producer, Stacey Royster, is standing by throughout the program to pass along your comments or questions. Give us a call at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876, or tweet us at LawTalkEM. Also, be sure to go to our Facebook page, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I must remind you, however, that whatever you hear on this program is for information purposes only. No attorney-client relationship is established by anything said. Each person's circumstances are different, and so you must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need legal advice. Many people do not realize that the gains that have been made by black people in this country over 300 years has taken continuous, concerted efforts of many major black organizations. We are waiting for Ms. Means to come on the line, but let me tell you a little bit about the National Bar Association. A lot of people don't realize because our history is not taught properly, and I'm looking for some grad students and students and professionals to really write black history properly and then get it taught in our schools and in our churches. But in point of fact, back in 1925, as was the custom, even though a very few black people were able to get to college and were able to graduate from law schools and from medical schools and other kinds of schools, white professional organizations did not allow us to belong to their organizations. And so what people don't realize is way back in 1925, there were three people, Gertrude Rush, George Woodson, Joseph Brown, and actually James Morris, and Charles Howard, who applied to the American Bar Association, which, as you may or may not know, is the largest bar in the United States. In 1925, when they applied to belong, to join, they were denied admission. And so they started their own bar association. At the time, it was called the Negro Bar. It became the National Bar Association. A similar situation happened with black doctors. When black doctors, the few who were able to make it through, and there were quite a few, they were not allowed to join the American Medical Association. So the National Medical Association of Black Doctors was created, similar with the Dental Association. I mean, and those are the organizations that have allowed us to, through concerted effort over these many, many years, to make the progress that we've made in medicine, in dentistry, and in law. It took a lot more lawyers than just Thurgood Marshall. If you read our history, it sounds like Thurgood Marshall did everything and nobody else did anything. And it was a lot more than Charles Houston. They had a lot to do with it. But the National Bar
over the years has been the primary mover and shaker and supporter of black lawyers throughout the country. So as soon as Ms. Means comes on the line, I will be glad to have her tell you what the National Bar is doing at present, because it is still alive and well. In fact, the American Bar Association's president is right now a black woman, you know, who Paulette Brown, is that her name? Yes, Paulette Brown is now the president of the American Bar Association, the same association that wouldn't even let us join not so long ago. In the meantime, while I'm waiting for Ms. Means to come on the line, there are some things that I'm going to talk to you about my own, what I'm seeing in my own practice. As you all know, I do wills, trust, and estate planning. And a lot of times families will come in to me and I see things that they have not done that would make so much difference in their legal affairs. One of the major ones that I'm seeing more and more is this, if you're listening to my voice and you are married and you own property with your spouse, pull out your deed. Make sure that your deed says both of your names as tenants by the entirety, if you expect that when one of you dies, the other one is going to own the property outright. Let me repeat that. If you are married and your intention, and you own property with your spouse of any kind, and your intention is for your spouse to own the property outright when you die, make sure, look at your deed and make sure both of your names are on that deed and it says tenants by the entirety. Okay? That is really critical. And understand something. A lot of people have the misconception that because you have a mortgage, you don't have your deed. In point of fact, your deed is a public record. A deed is always recorded. And so even if you don't have a copy of your deed, go to the Recorder of Deeds office wherever you live. In Washington, it's at 1101, what is it? 4th Street, I think it is, 4th or 5th Street Southwest, on the 5th floor. There, all deeds for the District of Columbia are recorded. You can go there. You can get a copy of your deed. It costs like $5 to $10 at the most, and you can look at your deed, okay? You want it to say tenants by the entirety or joint tenants, and the reason for that is, in Washington, D.C., if it does not say that, by law, the D.C. code says that it is presumed that you own it as tenants in common, and the practical effect of that is that when one spouse dies, the other one actually only owns one half of the property, and the second half of the property is in the deceased spouse's estate. And that estate often has to be probated. If there is no will, it has to be probated. Even if there is a will, it may have to be probated. And if there are children, the children will end up owning a part of it. Even if there are no children, if there are parents of that deceased spouse still alive, the parents now own a part of your house, or at least the house that you thought was yours. So trust me, if you're listening to my voice, if you have parents who you're concerned about their property, making sure that the property is going to go the way they expect it to go, please, I beg of you, look at your deeds. When my clients come to me, I ask them to bring their deeds just so I can look at it. And that way, if it's a very easy fix. It's a very easy thing to fix. It may mean doing another deed, but trust me when I say to you it is worth it to make sure that if you are married and you own property together and your expectation is that when one spouse dies, the other spouse will own it outright, make sure that your deed says joint tenants and or tenants by the entirety. Likewise, if you are siblings or non-married people, but your intention is that when one dies, the other one or other ones, because sometimes it's three or four brothers or sisters that own a property together. Maybe they inherit it from their spouse, their parent or something like that. Maybe it's just two sisters buy a house together, two brothers buy a house together or whatever. But your intention is that when one dies, the other one will own it all, or whoever survives will own it all. Then you want to have a deed that has the names on it as joint tenants with rights of survivorship. So let me repeat that. You can own property without being married. You could be siblings. You could be not related even. But if your intention is that the person whose name is on that deed will own all of it when one of them dies, then you put both persons' name on the deed and you say with rights of survivorship. And what that does, just like the tenancy by the entirety, is when they die, the title passes automatically to the survivor without having to go through probate, without having to fight with the parents or with the children. It is exactly what you think it should be, what you intend for it to be. Because once a person dies and it's not there, you have to go through the whole process. And it can be avoided by simply making sure that the title on your property is exactly what you want it to be. You can do the same thing with your bank accounts. If your intentions are that when you die, your spouse has all of the money that's in your bank accounts, your savings accounts, your brokerage accounts, either make sure their name is on the account, tenants by the entirety, or make sure that whoever you want to get the money that's on the account, if they are adults, are listed as beneficiaries on that account, payable on death beneficiaries. And another thing that I see that's confusing to some people, they think because they have power of attorney, they will continue to have access to the money when that person dies. I get a lot of people who come in, they are taking care of their parents' money, they have power of attorney on their parents' account, but that power of attorney dies when the person dies. And so again, if your intention is that the person also becomes the beneficiary of those funds, you name them as payable on death beneficiary as well. So let me just repeat, because I'm seeing this more and more, and I've got two estates where people are having to go through probate because even though they were married, their deeds did not say tenants by the entirety. And so now children are showing up and saying, we want one half or one fourth of my parents' property. And this is real, people, so make sure of it, please. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
Hey, America, we are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
In Rome, we say, we want you to be okay. In Rome, we say, take care, people, for goodness sake.
There's a plan for every budget, so don't accept defeat. Now you can get covered and still
buy me treats.
In Rome!
So listen to me, a talking pug, you see. If you get health insurance, preventive care is now free.
So sweet.
You take care of your pets. Now it's their turn to take care of you. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn about your health insurance options. That's GetCoveredAmerica.org.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
I can make an impact in the world.
as young people think that we can't make a difference, but not only we can make a difference, but sometimes we can make the biggest difference.
We wanted to be the doers and we wanted to be the changers.
You just have to find something that you're passionate about and use your talents and your abilities to volunteer.
Volunteering doesn't have to be a chore.
It really is a reward in itself.
It helps you get farther in life.
There is no better feeling than helping somebody else.
You could see one person smile. You could tell they needed that smile, and it could really change and open up your heart to new things.
A lot of things are really competitive about individual achievement. Volunteering is a way to take a step back from that.
See a need, gather friends, and change the world.
Changing someone's world.
It happens now. This is the time. And this is when you learn, so why not start?
Are you a young volunteer making a difference?
Apply for the Prudential Spirit of Community Award. Visit spirit.prudential.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
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 I want to be
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOLAM, where information is power.
Good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We are very pleased to now have on the line the president of the National Bar Association, Ms. Pamela Means. Ms. Means, welcome.
Yes, I am here.
Yes, thank you
so much for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome. My goodness, I so respect the work that you and your organization have done for years. I was telling my audience earlier about how it was formed back in 1925 and how it has taken the continuous and concerted effort of the National Bar and black lawyers for years. I mean, for over many, many years. It wasn't just Thurgood Marshall that toppled segregation and so forth. Tell us about the National Bar, please.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't know how much you've shared with your audience, but thank you so much for all of your compliments. The National Bar Association was founded in 1925 mm-hmm. when African-American lawyers could not join the American Bar Association.
Right, right.
And so 11 men and one woman did something very courageous, something that I think most lawyers wouldn't do today. They didn't file a lawsuit. They didn't go and stage a protest. They just decided to start their own.
Very good.
And they decided that those individuals would be social engineers for our community and not parasites. Mm-hmm. And so our mission is to protect and to preserve and to serve the community and protect the civil and political rights of all. And we've been doing that, very involved in the civil rights movement. You didn't see a lot of our people at the forefront, But you definitely had people like Charles Hamilton Houston and other individuals helping to shape the direction of where we went as a community. And even today, you see us involved in so many aspects of life. You see now, President of the United States, a lawyer, mm-hmm. leading the country. And so African-American lawyers, black lawyers, have done some tremendous things. We still have a long way to go. We haven't always, in my opinion, been consistent in what we've done, but we're woke now, and we are on the forefront as it relates to education, police brutality, diversity on the bench. If we believe that it impacts our community and has an impact on equality actually being realized, we're on the forefront of that.
Well, tell us, President Means, about the efforts of the NBA on education and police brutality. Tell us what I know you have quite a few activities around it. You're doing great things about it. Let my audience know what and where are some of your meetings and events that you are hosting are taking place.
Oh, absolutely. On the one of the issues that I selected this year, and it's always been an issue of our association, is education. And we know that although we just celebrated the 60th anniversary of the Brown versus the Board of Education decision, we still know that segregation still exists, even in how gerrymandering lines are formed, and that we still have a way to go before we can really achieve equality in education. And so this year, we actually focused on education as the new civil right, and we held four symposiums around the country, one on the East Coast in New York. We held one in California, another one in New Orleans, and one in Arkansas at the school where Wally Branson went. And we talked about education and how it has realized itself in those areas, the charter versus public schools. As you know, there was a study that was put out by the federal government a couple of years ago that said African-American children are disciplined at a higher rate than any other children. And so our pro bono initiatives around education really centers at answering that question. What we did on August the 1st is launch a pro bono program whereby African-American lawyers, NBA members, have agreed to represent African-American children at suspension hearings. We want them to remain in the school system and not outside of the school system. But we recognize, you know, that getting them out of trouble was not enough. So we partnered with a mental health agency who has agreed that if we get the student out of trouble, they will actually counsel them and their family. We then partnered with 100 Black Men, who has a very organized mentorship program.
Excellent.
And they said if they get them out of trouble, we get them out of trouble, they counsel them, they will take them to that mentorship program. One thing that we've tried to do this year is not reinvent the wheel, but to do what lawyers can do in an area that matters. There's a young lady, you can go on our website and look at our education initiatives. In addition, we're taking on head on the zero no tolerance policies. We believe that they are unfairly applied to African-American and brown children, and we believe that's the reason why you see the numbers being so high. You know, I want your listening audience to realize that I have four children who are in the public school system, and they range from 14 to 4, and I deliberately have them in the public school system because I pay my tax dollars to the area that I live, and I demand for them to educate my children and do it on a level where we can be competitive. We want people to know that education is not somebody else's issue. It really is our issue as a country. And so we are fighting to eliminate the zero no tolerance policy and to implement procedures that would fairly discipline children. The last thing we are doing is we're partnered with the Education Leadership Council. And as they file lawsuits against states and join with parents, we have agreed to locate firms for them that can underwrite that litigation cost. And as you know, on police brutality, we have initiative that is really fourfold. We have sent an open records request to 25 cities that we believe is heavily populated by African Americans, and there is a large body of information showing that there is police brutality happening. In addition, we go into those communities and we hold what is known as Know Your Rights, because it can save your life for them. I'm actually in Chicago now to host one today at 11 o'clock. Basically, what we do is we get together a panel of experts and we talk to the community about what you need to do in order to protect yourself when you come encounter with the police. We pass out these little pocket Know Your Right cards that we give to them. But we also know that in educating them and gathering the information so we can present it to Mr. Holder so that he can open up practice and procedure investigations with some of these locations, we know that the only thing that makes a substantial and lasting change is changing the law. So we have laws that we have actually offered up to individuals to introduce on both the state level, the local level, and the federal level. And I'm so excited to see today that Congressman State Representative Tommy Pearson introduced our state bill in the House in Missouri, which is asking for an independent prosecutor and an independent investigation of any police-involved shooting.
You're right. You're from St. Louis. I just realized Ferguson is.
I'm part of it. I've actually represented some of those municipalities. I work at the largest firm in St. Louis. So it doesn't matter where you work. It's about what your commitment is. But Florida has actually agreed to offer up our piece of state legislation. We're working on individuals out of Texas. And so I would encourage your listening audience to call their state representatives and tell them to take a look at the National Bar Association's proposed bill that calls for an independent prosecutor, independent investigator, and convince them and demand that they introduce it in this session so that we can cut back on police brutality.
Now, that is fabulous. Is all of this information on your website?
It absolutely is.
Okay.
The proposed laws are on the website. They can download it. As soon as you go on the site, there's a spotlight. So when we were at the march recently, and if you click on it, it says you can join our fight. There's a little postcard. There is the proposed laws. You can download it. We don't need you to attach our name to it. We just want the laws to be passed.
Okay. We will be right back after this break with some more exciting information. Thank you very much.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Those of us who were around in the 50s and 60s struggling, many of us have gotten tired, and we let the enemy have his way. Well, I did my best, they'll say, and you all take it now. I'm just going to sit down and relax or retire. I have never seen a lion retire from being a lion. I may not bite as hard as I used to, but I can still bite.
Don't miss the Farrakhan Speaks broadcast, this and every Sunday at 8 a.m. until 9 a.m. right here on WOL 1450 AM, where information is power. That's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on the air this Sunday at 8 a.m. If you missed last Sunday's message, you have to hear him this Sunday. Don't miss it.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I have Attorney Pamela Means, President of the National Bar Association. She is giving us very important information about the nation's oldest and largest organization of black lawyers and judges. Their website is www.nationalbar.org. Nationalbar.org. The phone number for the National Bar is 314. No, that's wrong. I'm sorry. Pamela, can you give the office number for the National Bar?
Absolutely. It is 215. Hold on just a second. If they go on the website, if they go on the website, the number is at the bottom, along with our address.
Okay, we'll have it before the end of the broadcast. Stacy is looking it up right now. You were telling us about
I have it for you. It is 202-289-6170.
Okay, yes, very good.
202-289-6170.
Right, because their headquarters is here in D.C.
Yes.
So there are, tell us a little more, I'm very interested in everything that you're doing, but if a parent has a student who that parent believes was improperly disciplined and put out of school or suspended or whatever, are you saying that the NBA has decided that they are going to pro bono help that child get back into school and work with these various organizations? I mean, I like to give practical advice. What should a parent do if that is the situation? How should they contact you? What is going on with that? And where in the country are these efforts being made?
Yes, the National Bar Association has committed to not just helping the students when they get put out of school, but we want to prevent them from getting put out. So we will actually help them at the suspension hearing come and represent them. Yes, because
very good.
We believe that once you get them out the door, it's harder to get in.
Yeah,
and
that's
so we want to be there with them when they're challenging the disciplinary action that may suspend them. Around the country, basically, you can suspend a child really for 10 days without any due process. But what has happened around the country, if you look at the report that was issued by the Education Department, you'll see that what teachers will do when they determine that there's a student that's just too much of a handful, instead of giving them one infraction, they will give them two or three infractions. So now 10 days has turned into a month. And in those cases, we are saying that the utilization of giving a 10-day infraction in those cases denies their right to due process.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Our services are available in all 50 states.
Oh,
we
excellent.
The problem is
excellent.
Nationwide. You can go onto our website and you can go on events. There's a tab that's called events and CLE, and you'll see something called the 2014-2015 initiative. If you click on that, we actually have form that the parent can fill out and basically tell us what the issue is, where they're located at, and what we is. The way the National Bar is set up is we actually have 12 regions across the country, and they are divided similar to how the federal government is divided up in terms of the judiciary system. We then have affiliate chapters that are located within each of those regions within each state. So like in Missouri, we have a National Bar affiliate chapter in St. Louis, Missouri, and one in Kansas City, Missouri. So what Aramis and her team will do, and we're working with this brilliant gentleman out of New Jersey called Matthew Sykes, who already has a program that's dealing with why alternative schools don't work. We're setting up a system where we're tapping into those kids that are put into the the detention program through the prosecutor's office. And what you do is you download that form, you fill it out. She sees what area that you're in. She contacts that regional director, and then we immediately try to locate you a lawyer.
Excellent.
And that's what we do.
And it's pro bono. You don't have to pay for this lawyer.
And pro bono means free, people. It means free, because here's the thing. You know, when we go off and get our degrees, whether it's in medicine, law, education, or anything, there should be a part of us that understands that without the blood, sweat, and tears of those that came before us, we would not be in the position that we're in. And sometimes justice requires us to give without looking for anything in return, and to give and not even let the world know about it in terms of holding a big old press conference about it. So we are committed to not being individuals that actually just talk about the issue. You know, we partnered with Congressman Cleaver this year. He's my legislative partner on the Democratic side, and he allowed us to do his brain trust. And we did that on the school. We did that on a charter school and the public school issue. And so individuals said to us, well, we talked about it. What are we going to do about it? And one thing we have been doing is working with parents to say to them, a lot of the accountability rests with you and you demanding. You got to become engaged in the school system.
Your child,
if you are not able to engage, solicited a partner to do it on your behalf.
Yes.
That could be a cousin. That could be your mother. That could be the neighbor across the street.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be a time where, you know, the neighbor across the street, I was as afraid of her as I was my mother, because I understood that when my mother was at work, I had about five different other mothers.
Yeah.
We've gotten away from that in our community. But some practical advice says that it does take a village to raise a child.
Right.
You know, although Hillary Clinton wrote a book on it, our community actually perfected it.
Very good. So I want my listeners to know you can contact the National Bar Association at www.nationalbar.org. The phone number for their headquarters is 202-289-6170. You can go to their website and click on events. Is that correct? And
that
then from there to 2014 initiatives, there is a form there that you can fill out and submit, I assume, if your child or you know a child who has been either suspended or threatened with suspension, or, you know, you think it's being improperly treated by the school system in terms of suspension and getting him out of school, and the National Bar for free will contact you and help to keep that child in school, as well as try to connect him or her with other organizations that can be mentors and or provide counseling, mental health services, and if that's available and desirable in that situation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you did it so beautifully. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you for doing it. Now, let's go on to a bit more about the police brutality issue. Where can my listeners get the information that you're giving out on the, what do you call them, town hall meetings, I think it is, where Know Your Rights are? Is there some place on the website where we can get the written information that's passed out there in terms of, I mean, well, you tell me what does it say, what your rights are when you interact with the police? Because I've had several programs on that, but I've not had anyone be able to give us a place where we can get some kind of written material about it. Can you tell us about that?
I can absolutely tell you about that. If you go on the website under the same tab, under events, click on that 2014-2015 initiative, you'll see a pamphlet that says police brutality. initiative. That pamphlet lays out our whole initiative. On the back of that pamphlet, which is the page 2 of it, it'll have the constitutional right that you have as a citizen. The little card, we've actually put it on the pamphlet, and it talks about your Fifth Amendment right, talks about your right to an attorney, talks about your right not to be searched by the police, your right to refuse, you know, to speak to the police and refuse to have them search your stuff, the right that you have, the right to film the police, and they don't have the right to take your property, the right to ask them, you know, if they're not detaining you, let you go, your right to ask them, even if they detain you, to give you reasonable time to make arrangements for someone to come get your property. We then have these frequently asked questions.
Excellent.
We encounter the police, and it's right on this pamphlet. You can download that pamphlet and print it out. Right above that is the year in review pamphlet that has the information about the education stuff. But in terms of when the Know Your Rights happen, there is a section on our website that's on the right-hand side, okay? And it will have upcoming events, and it'll have the Know Your Rights that are coming out. It'll have the one on Chicago. We normally do a flyer that tells you who's speaking in that area and a press release that we do.
Excellent.
And so everything is right on the website. Those are free to the public.
Excellent.
And we try to get individuals who are experts in those areas and not individuals who are going to make excuses about providing services. Because you and I both know some practical advice is that the police works, they work for us. We are their employers.
And yeah, we pay their salaries.
We pay their salaries, correct. Mm-hmm. And so you get all of that on our website.
Excellent, excellent. You know, we've had Ben Crump on the show. We've had Donald Temple on the show. Buddha say, really? Donald Temple on the show. We've had Chief John Dixon on the program. We've had Barbara Arwine on the program, and they've all talked about, you know, what do you do when the police come up? I thank you so much because you are the first person to provide written information.
Yeah.
A lot of times clients and my listeners will call me and say, where can we get that in writing? Where can we do this and that and so on? So I repeat, go to the nationalbar.org website, events 2014-2015 initiative. And all of that information is available to be downloaded. Those of you who are listening, because a lot of my listeners tell me that their churches are doing forums and meetings about this whole issue of the police and the young men in our community. That is the National Bar Association and their website is a great resource for anyone whose church or private organization or anybody who has male children, any black male organization, the fraternities, the you know, just men talking among each other, the barbershops. Go to the National Bar website and download this written information. If you want to know your rights, these are lawyers telling you in writing what it is. So
that's
I
right.
thank you because that's really important to our community.
And can I offer this also? We will also do this. If you contact us and you're having a program, we will also give you a sheet that you can copy and cut out little Know Your Right cards that are wallet size that people can tape to their visors. They can put it inside their pocket, and it's actually a statement that you make, that you can make when you're talking to the police. And
excellent.
It's all of your rights in one little paragraph.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. That is great. That is really, really great, really and truly. Now, tell me a bit more about the MBA work and with the pipeline of school to prison. You know, I've heard that. That term a lot, and you know, those of us in the legal field know what we're talking about, and in sociology, but for the public, talk to us a little bit about that, because we've only got about 7 more minutes. But tell us, or tell us whatever else you think is important for the audience to know about the NBA, because I want to give you, and I hope you'll come back. I do hope you will come back.
Oh, yeah. My God, I will certainly come back. You're doing such a great work, and I think you picked a great topic, you know, to end on. NBA, people can go on the website and learn about that. Our job is to educate the public and put it in language that they understand. The school-to-prison pipeline really has become like almost like this social term. But what it really is, it is nothing but a educational system pathway to prison or to the grave. You know, a lot of educators that I have talked to have said that the mass incarceration of African Americans and brown people and police brutality is a self-fulfilling prophecy of the school-to-prison pipeline. And here's what happens. Basically, a teacher who is maybe overworked and feel that they're underpaid develop this concept that they're not at the school to babysit, you know, that they're there to teach. And so they deem and determine that there are some children that are unreachable and not teachable. And what they do is then is systematically shut those students out of the education system. You see them putting them in slower classes, number one. Mm-hmm. You see them making the recommendation really fast to send them to alternative schools. You see them making the recommendation of suspension very quickly. So it's looking at that pattern of where a school says that for discipline purposes, so that it may be able to be in a position to educate those who want to be educated, you know, that it cannot be bothered with those who don't.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, that student then is shut out of the educational system, and eventually one or two things happens to that student. They either drop out, and they're on the street, and then they're
going to prison. Yeah.
There you go. They're targeted mm-hmm. by the police, and they encounter police brutality, or they engage and say, my only way to make money in life, and I'm not saying this is with every children, but
no.
A large portion that goes to the system, they then encounter and go into a life of crime. But, you know, as I told you, I'm a mother of four. I have a 14-year-old, and for every child in my son's class, you know, who doesn't come to school with food, who has their own set of issues at home, that young lady or man is as much as my concern
mm-hmm.
as my son is, because I understand that my son's going to need those individuals. Those are our next leaders, and I want to be able to feed into the pipeline.
Well, and last January 3rd, I did Ethel's State of the Union address, and one of the things that I noted that we rarely hear is there are 500,000 more black males in college than there are in prison. There are 1.2 million black males in college, and we never hear that.
No.
So and our children, our black male children, advance faster than Hispanic and white males.
Yes.
And 65% of them intend to finish college. So they have high aspirations, and we just have to support them in being able to accomplish it and stop this pipeline to prison. We've got to stop it.
And not only do we have to stop it, we have to educate that those statistics that you just gave is what we have to counterbalance everything else with to counter. That black men are dumb. Black men don't want to be educated. Black men don't want to leave their families. They don't want to be responsible.
That is absolutely not true. People can go to the White House Initiative on HBCUs, and they'll find that information, because several people have asked me, where did I get that information from? But the White House Initiative on HBCUs is part of that, and President Obama's, is it called My Brother's Keeper or something like that? That program is trying to address that. But I think where you are, right on, you know, the right where the child is, where the NBA is trying to step in, because we have to do it one at a time. And we have to go back to the notion that every child is important. Every young man is important. Every young lady is important.
And we have to educate our community, and I know you have done this with your audience because I've heard you do it before on the air, is that we have to understand that prison is not a system that punishes people. It's a business.
Oh, yeah, and very big business, too.
And prisons are built based on, they look at the test scores of African-American children at the third grade. Look at their math scores of what they score on standardized tests. And that's how some prison systems determine how many prisons they're going to build.
Well, we need to stop that one.
Oh, yeah, and that's what's called.
We're going to stop that one.
When that research came out, that's what really triggered that school-to-prison pipeline, understanding that the prison system was actually building prisons based on this expectation of failure. And so if you have an expectation of failure, nobody will ever hear about those wonderful numbers, 500,000 more black men in college than are in prison.
They are in prison, right.
About that.
We're going to win that battle just like we won the segregation battle.
We're going to win it.
We're going to win it. We are going to win it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on. And please, let's arrange for you to come back, because I would like to have more information for my audience. I remind everyone, go to the National Bar website, nationalbar.org, to get this information, know your rights, print out the information, download it, take it to your churches, give it to all the young men especially, but also young ladies. Do you have some final words? Because we're just about out of time. Please.
And yes. I'll be really quickly. When you go download that information, download those laws and take them to your state, your local council people, and tell them to pass those laws that require diversity training, more mental health testing, and mandatory de-escalation of force training. Download that state law. Tell them to take that bill and to pass it, and download the federal law, and make this government be true to the statement that all men are created equal, and that we are all entitled to the pursuit of happiness and pursuit of well-being. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thank you for being on the program. Thank you so much. And we look forward to you coming again and continue doing the work that you are doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye. Please. Goodbye. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We've had a fantastic program for you. Listen in next week. We will have another great program for you. And I, you know, really, if you have any other information that you'd like me to cover, please give me a call at 202-772-1988. Have a good MLK Martin Luther King holiday weekend. If students want free tickets, you can go to www.studentsforselma.com and you can get free tickets this weekend to the movie Selma. So make sure you do that, okay? Everyone have a good weekend, and I look forward to talking with you next week at the same time.
1450 WOL, where information is power. News updates on the web at WOLDCNews.com.
You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another informative broadcast. To reach Attorney Mitchell, you may do so by calling 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Or log on to her website, www.lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know. Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. and WPRS HD2, Waldorf, Washington. A Radio 1 station and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-285-1205. That's 800-285-1205.
Do you have a Mercedes-Benz? And are you looking for a place that specializes in servicing luxury cars? Magic Benz Services USA, located at 4716 Baltimore Avenue, Hyattsville, Maryland, is the place. They are the premier specialist with up to 40% off dealer prices and 100% satisfaction guarantee, offering professional services to keep your Mercedes running, like transmission services, brake services, complete engine services, tire replacement, balance and rotation, engine cooling system flush, battery and charging system check or replacement, fuel induction services, wheel alignment, used car pre-purchase inspection, and much, much more. The oil changes are only $99 with a free car wash. That's right, free car wash with your purchase of their $99 oil change service. So call for your appointment today, 1-888-505-6917. That's 1-888-505-6917. Or get to MagicBenzService.com. Ride with no worries.
Did you know summer is the deadliest season on the roads for youth in the United States? Each May, youth across the country unite during Global Youth Traffic Safety Month to focus on preventing the leading cause of death for them and their peers, traffic-related crashes. Global Youth Traffic Safety Month empowers youth to lead traffic safety education projects to help protect teen drivers. Become a partner with National Organizations for Youth Safety today at NOYS.org.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Welcome to Keep It Up with the Jones. We are live on 1-17-2015 in the studio downtown Silver Spring, WOL, where information is power. Me, Uncle Corn, sitting here. We got Sade. Actually, she will be in the studio. All of us will be sitting in the studio. Wow. We got a lot to talk about today. I think we're theming the effects that mainstream media has on our imaging. And we can talk about in the lack of information. Because many things that is happening that affects us, they ain't even talking about. I think it was 2000. Yeah, 2000. Wow. Murder. Massacre. I ain't really hear that because 12.
You heard it last week.
You did. You spoke about it.
Yeah. It happened that 2-day period.
And we're talking about the, Boca Raton?
Boca Raton. Remember we chasing the girls, bringing our girls back?
It was 300, we did, and now they killed.
They forgot about that campaign, huh?
With the 300, yeah.
Bring our girls back campaign. They forgot about that quick. Huh?
They said it for, it was mainstream.
Hollywood was on it. It was cool to throw up on.
They were on it, that shot.
It was cool to throw up a piece of
bring our girls back.
Right.
Miss Obama.
Yeah.
She put bring our girls back.
Yeah, first lady.
First lady. Yeah. Obama. But did they ever? I guess that week.
No, and it's a shame because some of them girls, they actually used two girls in bombings this week as suicide bombers this week.
Of those 300.
Two.
Two.
Right.
They are converted into bombers.
Well, these are the first two, right? Two young girls, right? And they blew up the market or whatever, and then killed a few people, wounded a lot.
Wow,
right?
That was this week. I didn't even hear about much when we just said 300, but the 2,000 we didn't.